Welcome to Apocalyptic Times, episode 18. I got a goddamn frog in my throat.
My name is Frog.
It was a love. Thank you. It was quite a fucking
love. I've never
called
Seaman a frog.
All I can say is thank you.
Well, let's just say there's three men here.
And a baby. Or no, and a lady.
There's a baby in the lady's arms.
My name is Travis Spencer. I'm here with...
David Duarte.
John Derby.
Jamie Z.
And our special guest today.
Don't speak until spoken to.
Quiet down, woman.
I forgot I'm a girl.
It is Kimberly Condict.
Yeah.
Did I say that right?
Yeah. Well, wait. Say
Convict?
Yes.
Condict.
No, that's wrong.
Convict.
It's pronounced Condit. The C in the end is silent.
So you should have let
me
introduce
you. Oh, there was a C
you.
In the end.
Wow. Right, but it's silent.
So are you French?
Condict.
It's could like Travis learn indict. Someone's name just Dict. Once before he Dict. Introduces
John
them?
Derby. No. John Derby, shut the fuck up. Yeah.
Trevor Penick. Thanks, buddy.
John Derby. Penick.
Is that your... That's not your last name.
Penis?
Pen 15?
On Wednesdays.
Pen 15. I haven't been in that club since ever.
Yeah. I dance at a club. My name is Travis Penis. I'm kind of a big deal, if you know
That's
what I mean.
That's the worst dancer stage name I've ever heard.
What do you mean?
Like, if I go to a club and they're like, next up on the stage, Travis Penis. Like, you would need to have the most magnificent black cock I've ever seen to have that name.
See, it's different.
She
for
hasn't
guys,
seen my cock, apparently.
I mean, literally black.
Yeah, it would have to be a
BBC. Oh,
BBC.
It actually looks like a pearl.
I beat it so hard that it is black.
Wait. It's black and it looks
blue.
Like a pearl?
Dick jokes.
A black pearl.
Oh, welcome to Apocalyptic Times. That's all we do the whole time.
Oh,
is dick jokes?
God, that's so refreshing.
Dick jokes. And then when that gets old, we do racist jokes.
Yes.
That's way edgier, I think.
Thank God dick jokes don't get old.
Well, they don't, because then you can add racism in there with it.
Exactly.
Of course.
We've already started with big black dick.
Mexican dicks.
I really am just lobbing softballs. That's
all. Softballs.
Lobbing softballs. What size balls are you playing with here?
Nothing soft about our
just
balls.
Just regulation 10-inch.
Elephantitis balls?
It's good. I don't think you could lob those. It's more of a shot put.
Yeah.
So
it would hurt,
too.
I got to imagine.
I've got to apologize to two races or countries.
Races?
The Indianapolis 500.
I'm just going to make a preemptive apology to Costa Ricans and Belgians both. For no apparent, well, they both beat the United States soccer team, so I hate them.
Can I ask you just a
question? I'm sorry for Puerto Rico, because they're not a state.
Do we all have to go around the circle and apologize to two countries? Because I don't know if I don't feel that sorry towards any other country.
I'm just going
to
apologize to the United States for being
a
citizen.
I want to apologize to Niger.
This is my personal apology.
Because it made me say it a lot of wrong ways growing up.
I'm going to the country Niger.
But that's not going on. I said it when I was 8. Yeah.
No, never mind.
It's offensive with an R, isn't it?
With an extra G.
Rigger?
Rigger.
I don't get it.
Close to liger also, which is a lion and a tiger interbred.
And that's your favorite animal, right?
It is. It's huge. Yeah.
That's
interbred.
That's a word.
It is a word. Interbred. Yes. You interbreed.
It's cross. Breeding a different thing.
Crossbred too. Yeah. I don't know.
Crossbreeding, yeah.
We may never know.
Yeah. I mean, I've had lots of different kinds of bread, so.
Interbred. Bread.
Interbread is pretty good.
Falafel.
So Miss Condict.
Pita.
Condict. Miss Condict.
Pretend that there's just
No C.
It's
just pretend Condict. There's a C in the
He just likes to say dick.
Dick.
Condict.
Condict.
So I want
Miss
you to tell us.
Can we just get rid of the con?
Tell us a little something about yourself.
Just call her Kim.
I wanted to tell the first story. I guess I'll just tell the first story that popped in my mind. Hey, Mom, never listen to this.
Hey, Mom.
Turn this off now for good 3 minutes.
Yeah, I don't know why this is what popped in my head, but I lost my virginity to a guy named Rusty McCart in a truck on a dirt road.
It's nice that it popped into your head.
All of that is real.
I have a feeling even if you didn't lose your virginity to him, you'd remember
why would
that
you
name
make that
forever.
I was thinking Rusty like McCart. When somebody says, tell me something about yourself. Like, I think that I just told you a lot about myself.
Definitely.
It says a lot.
Yeah, it says a lot on a lot of levels.
That's
like
good.
One,
that's
no
so
standards. Two.
You should get a bumper sticker that says Rusty took my cherry and have to explain that to everybody.
This just popped into my mind. Rusty took my cherry. Oh.
So we got no standards.
Rusty
What's
did
two?
Take my cherry.
Attaboy, Rusty.
With his McCart.
I didn't know this was Mark Maron's show where he gets people to cry.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I did it to myself.
So what was number two?
A thing about myself? A second
no,
thing?
You
the
said.
Second person I had sex with? What do you mean?
So who was number two?
Do you even remember the second?
Yeah, yeah. Like, who was after Rusty?
Kyle Franks was number two.
Kyle Franks. Big shout out to Kyle Franks.
Kyle Franks. That's
big ups.
Yeah, buddy.
Hey, you want to see my Franks?
First orgasm.
First is the
Kyle
worst.
Franks.
Second
so
is the best.
Attaboy, Kyle.
Kyle delivered.
Good job, Kyle.
But
fuck you, Rusty Streets.
Well, here's Kyle's
McCart,
minus.
McCart.
He can't even say fucking
old
people's,
Rusty
other people's names.
Kyle Franks, minus 1,000 cool points, was when we were dating on New Year's Eve, and we had sex in a car outside this party. And then he fucked a different girl like 3 hours later.
Attaboy, Kyle.
I'm actually going to say big ups again to Kyle.
Yes. That's why he knew how to give you an orgasm.
Not only did he give you your first orgasm that night,
yeah.
He also gave several other girls.
What a dick. You guys are gross.
He's
why do you throw us in there? I wasn't fucking
like,
Kyle Franks.
Thank you.
I'm not Kyle Franks.
I've never given a woman an orgasm.
I'm sorry, wait. Okay, whatever.
Take that, women.
Yeah.
Take
what a
that,
fuck.
Women. That'll show you, bitches.
You'll think twice.
Try
about
to
lump fucking
me in with those assholes.
Yeah. Oh,
thank
shit.
God women don't listen to this.
Now, are these people
yeah,
on
we're
Facebook?
Good. We're good on
can,
that.
I, can I find McCart and Kyle Franks?
You might. I don't know.
I'm going to find them on Facebook and be like, we talked about you.
One?
I don't even know you.
Oh, you guys are
going to
think
friends
this is
now.
Even cooler about Kyle Franks.
Kyle Franks is becoming my
He's
new best
Nazi.
Friend. Like,
he
I got to meet
sniper.
This.
That is awesome.
Ooh.
We should make t-shirts.
He was a sniper in the Marines.
He's a sniper that took your or that gave you an orgasm.
Yeah, and then and now he works like, you know, when really rich people fire ex-military people to like guard them in Saudi Arabia.
Oh, he's a mercenary?
Yeah, he's a mercenary.
He's a fucking
Blackwater.
Wow. That is
he
awesome.
He works for fucking Blackwater.
Yeah.
He's bringing
yeah.
It's like Marlon Brando in Apocalypse Now.
Shit. Wow. Isn't that crazy? I'm just realizing what a crazy life bio he has. Like,
right.
That's great. And for me to have had that as a sexual partner.
I gave two girls an orgasm back in the day, and now I'm a sniper.
Yeah. How do you like that?
I've always known how to shoot.
I gave two girls an orgasm in a matter of 3 hours, and now I'm a sniper.
And I killed the president of Cuba.
He's like that Dos Equis commercial.
The most interesting
man
in the world.
And you fucked him. How interesting are
you?
I'm so interesting.
I hope you don't go to hell with him.
Oh, like that's real.
Mercenaries. I always thought I'd be like 6 degrees of separation away from a mercenary.
Well, bam.
I was like, you're like two now. Like,
is it one or is it two? Am I one
you're the mercenary.
1 degree, 2 degrees.
Yeah, I think it's two.
But you don't even know Kyle Franks, so you're,
I know
so you're
Kyle
there's still
now.
Another degree there.
We're closer to a mercenary sniper than we are to Kevin Bacon.
That's I know.
True. That's crazy.
You might be.
Speak for yourself, sir.
Speak for yourself.
Kevin Bacon's my dad.
Son of a bitch.
I wish Kevin Bacon fucked my mom.
Did you see what he was packing when he came out of the shower in that one
movie? Yeah, I think we all saw it. You're talking about, what was the movie, Wild Things?
Was that, was it? Yeah, Wild Things?
No, mm-hmm. I saw that movie. It was called it was
Wild
Invisible Man.
That's the one where the chicks.
I paid attention to where the chicks make out with each
yeah,
other.
Yeah, I was like, I didn't even see a dick in that movie. I saw two chicks making out.
Like,
I didn't walk out going,
minutes,
I can't believe I saw.
That's why Duarte's got that in 3D.
You mean, yeah.
You what was have that? It on your
prop
phone.
Comedy's good.
You're showing
on a podcast.
Picture of Kevin Bacon's penis
on my phone,
which is his background.
It's my background. What can I say?
Wallpaper. Sorry.
Super. Foul.
Whatever.
It's what I fall asleep to at night.
Yeah. Mm. Whatever gets you off. I mean, whatever puts you asleep.
So, I understand that you had a birthday the other day, Mr. Duarte.
Yeah.
tell us how old
everybody
you are.
Everybody has a birthday every year. It happens.
That's true.
How old are you,
unless
sir?
You die.
I'm 26 again.
26 years old. 26.
Does that mean 26 times two, old man?
You're already doing like the housewife trick.
54. Yeah, seriously.
Ew, how old are you? You're too young.
No,
for
no,
this.
No. I'm actually 58, but I eat a lot of blueberries and
super
fruit. Takes his vitamins.
A human growth hormone.
Tons of
whatever.
HGH.
Great weight loss tool.
You heard it here first. David Duarte, housewife trick.
Yeah.
Housewife trick. Oh, yeah. This is actually 45. Not the first time I've heard of that.
HGH.
I'm like one of like 800 million in Hollywood alone that take HGH.
Right.
You and Sylvester Stallone.
Yeah. What do you think I got mine from? He's actually 450 years old.
But what I want to talk about...
Not as old as Schwarzenegger, though.
Right.
Here's what I want to talk about your birthday, about turning 26. Apparently, you lose your bowel strength.
Oh, yeah. You totally
your
do.
Shitting.
You shit totally your pants?
He shit his pants shit on his birthday.
Oh, man.
Well, let me tell you what happened, all right? This is a crazy story.
Please.
All right?
It better be the craziest fucking story
I've
ever heard.
A grown man shitting himself? There better be wolves involved.
It wasn't even that crazy. First, I was in the bar, and some fucking dude started talking with his hands and just fucking whipped the beer out of my fucking hand.
Yeah, I'd shit myself.
And it just fucking shattered, and beer went everywhere.
That's scary.
So after I leave, and I'm like, I'm feeling fine. I'm okay. You know,
I'm not gonna
like,
shit myself.
Nothing happened. I live a literally a mile and a half away. It's like, could have taken me about 3 minutes to get home. All of a sudden, out of nowhere, holy shit, man. I got a fucking shit. Oh, my God. And my friends my friend that I've known since I was like 12 years old is in the car with me. And he's like, dude, well, you're almost home. We can make it, right? I'm like, yeah, totally, totally. And I just start sweating like fucking crazy. I roll the windows down. I'm like, oh, my God.
Can't sweat out of turn, man.
Dude, I was like sweating fucking balls. And then all of a sudden, it just starts to leak out, dude. Uncontrollably. So I fucking turn at the... I turn, luckily,
it's onto...
It's
uncontrollable when you shit yourself.
luckily, I turned onto a cul-de-sac where there was a big tree. There was a big tree. So I parked. I'm running. I got shit fucking running down my leg.
Oh, God.
And it's horrible, man. It's the worst experience of my life. And then I just get behind the tree and just drop trowel and just fucking start... spraying everywhere, and I had this the worst look of despair and like shame.
I wish that crackhead for Friday had come up and be like, David's taking a shit.
Yeah. And then I'm yelling at my friend, all right, Chris, there's a flashlight in the back of my car.
You know,
grab
you
that. Grab. There's blankets. There's blankets in the back of my car, and then there's two server aprons in my back seat. Grab all that and come over here now.
I need to wipe my ass with some aprons.
No, I wiped my ass. No,
you gotta clean
that
up like a dog. Just plastic bags,
blankets. Blankets. It was so gross. And then afterwards, wrapped myself with fucking the server aprons. But you know, I still had my fucking thighs showing. I was like, oh my God, if anybody fucking walks around and sees me that recognizes me, they're like, what so you know, what's going on out here? What are you doing? You know? Like, what if a cop rolled around the corner? Like, how am I gonna explain my way out of that?
You're insane.
I'm sorry, officer, like, fuck. It came out of nowhere, man.
How did shit?
Well, I wish
Look at it. It's not solid. You know. It's, you know. I couldn't control that.
Clearly, this is an illness, sir.
Imagine if you did get caught. You would have to go door to door as a sexual predator to let people know you were taking a shit.
Although, was it in West Hollywood or where were you?
No, it was the Studio City.
Oh, you can get away with that in West Hollywood. It's
yeah. Well, that's a regular.
I'm a sex offender, but let me explain. Like, I was driving and I started sweating. Really
don't worry,
bad.
Somebody hired me to do
shit
this.
Shit was leaking out of my ass.
I had the poo sweats, right?
I just and the underwear. Man, I just fucking threw it as far as I could away. I was like, I'm not taking that with me.
Because you can't wash shame out of underwear.
You know,
I know.
Dude,
Kyle Franks did it.
Well, I know the next morning, though, that somebody was walking their dog in that general vicinity. Yeah. And what did they find? Oh, God.
Like, what is this guy? Human own a gray
shit.
Hair? What
oh,
the
do
fuck?
You guys
did somebody
know?
Die here?
The difference between men and women is that if that story ever happened to a girl, like say it was Andrea and me,
mm-hmm.
one, we would never speak of that night again. Oh, yeah,
yeah. You would take that to the grave.
It would be the thing when we're shit-faced, we're like looking into each other's eyes and almost crying and talking about our friendship, that we'd be like, hey, I remember that night out by the sycamore tree, and you know what? I'd do it again.
I've never told anyone that story because I love you.
Oh, God.
I also murdered someone. Great. I need you to help me bury the body. Okay.
And if you shit over it, it'll be fine.
I think I would rather kill someone than have that story happen to me. Yeah, like, I would rather have to clean up a murder scene than explain that story. Yes.
It was great, though.
It is easier to explain how you killed someone than you just exploded colon in your...
Well, I looked at my friend and I just told him, you know, like, there's nobody else on the earth I'd rather shit myself with in public.
Than you.
Yeah. Now let's get the
You're
fuck
my boy,
home.
Chris. Yeah.
Shower. Thanks, Chris, for being such a great friend.
Yeah. You guys really took your friendship to a new level.
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, you know.
Oh, we got to have Chris on the show now to talk about it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, for sure.
He'll corroborate. Did he look at you afterwards?
Well, what's funny is that
you weren't full of shit.
Well, he was. You know what? He probably won't even remember because he was so fucking. He was so drunk that he woke up at like 4 o'clock in the morning on my fucking living room floor wrapped around my trash can. So I don't know how he's gonna really corroborate that story.
He wakes up. He's like, "Did you shit near a tree?"
He's like, "I remember one thing that happened last night, and that was you spraying a tree with Dookie when we got home."
I took a roofie, and I still remember that fucking shit,
Did you just fertilize that lawn over there?
All of a sudden, some weird flowers going to grow up from that tree.
By the way, that didn't actually happen.
We're moving on.
I made that up.
Enough, although,
enough
I think
fecal matter.
I think I'm going to pitch this to HBO for, like, so here's what happens. He has this incident, and then the show is really like, that's the pilot, and then we see...
It's just based around that?
Every other episode is when he becomes a sex offender and he's got to go door to door and tell the story to each. And then you can have a different family every episode, like, of how they reacted to it.
And you get to see a whole bunch of people actually saw it, but he didn't actually
know
that
they
saw it.
Can you imagine my face comes up on the iPhone app, the Sexual Predators iPhone app, and it says, like, what I did? Shat himself in public on a public tree.
Yeah, one guy. It's through like, why can't you rape 12-year-olds like me? Get off my doorstep.
Threw his drawers into an 8-year-old's backyard.
All right, we were moving on, like I said.
That show, I was moving on that night as well.
Brought to you from the creators of Pan Am.
Yeah. You know, that's just what we're going to call it.
Actually, Pan Am is probably less shitty than that store.
Literally.
Pan Am. They're like, oh, Mad Men's a success. Let's try some other useless bullshit story from back in the day.
Period piece, anyone?
We'll do also the Playboy Club. Period. That's another one they're coming out with.
Well, you guys don't like dressing up? It's fun to dress up and play.
I like when my ladies...
Yeah. Inside look into Travis's life.
All right, so...
Who didn't dress in their mother's underwear when they were a kid?
I never did that.
You never did?
My mom's fat. It wouldn't work.
No, that's why it was like a whole, like, you know, it was like a ghost outfit.
I used to wear my dad's cowboy boots.
For Halloween, I just cut two eyes in my
put that shit on upside down
panties, and I was a ghost.
Kimberly, what were you like putting them on?
What were you saying about your mom's panties?
About my mom's panties. They're like, my mom's not, I mean, she's like mom size, you know, like regular mom, a little bit squishy, but still like really pretty. But she wears like the saddest undies I've
Someone
ever
loves
seen.
Their
They're
money.
Like poly silk blend, and they like start at the tippy bottom of her ass cheeks and go to above her belly button.
Right. Tippy
the old lady,
bottom.
Yeah, yeah.
A new measurement, right?
The tippy tippy bottom.
I don't know what it says about me, but I'm not.
Is that in the
off.
Metric system?
I think it says a lot about you.
Hey, probably so. But Perf. Travis confessed to cross dressing. Whatever.
I didn't say that directly. I said he goes to I want to dress up.
How
clothing.
Nervous you are.
You did not say that directly.
That's exactly what I said.
Are those considered Spanx or is Spanx a totally
Well, they're,
different?
No, Spanx are a different thing. Right. Spanx are a control top. Yeah. Designed to keep
Spanx
your lady bits in
place. Spanx to conceal a tummy.
Or are you the spokesperson for Spanx?
No, I just love Spanx. Love Spanx, the product. Spanx. But I do not get paid to endorse them.
Like someone's trying to get a free case.
We need a kickback. We need a kickback from that.
From Spanx, go fuck yourself.
Throw a couple Spanx our way.
Let's see what the hell these things are. I've never even seen one.
Yeah, that's just what you wear under a dress.
Under a dress.
So I got a note from Vlad this week. Vlad is our station manager.
Mm-hmm. Producer.
producer. I don't want to call him that. He's not really that cool. He's this Russian fellow, and he's pretty interesting. But he dropped me an email that said he had a joke for Irving last week that he didn't tell.
Oh, shit.
Did he?
Yeah, I don't know if he was going to. Did he want to tell it?
Oh, why would he drop me this email? I think he'd want to tell it, yeah. All let's right, ask him.
All right, let's ask him.
Is Vlad the Russian version of Chad?
No.
Who's
no,
Chad?
No, he is not.
Just no. Like, you know how like Juan is the Spanish version of John.
No, there is no Spanish like version that. Of Vlad. No.
Vlad. Chad.
No. Vladimir. I guess that's
Vladimir.
Is Vladimir.
It's Russian from Russian to the
Russian bone. For yes. I have vodka. Gigantic testicles.
Yes.
I drink vodka.
Bull testicles and vodka.
The joke. The vodka. Joke you are speaking of. Yes, it was kind of racially insensitive. I know, but I will tell. Okay. You know you are gay and black when your father hates you, but he has never met you. Yes.
Wow. Really, that's the joke you want to tell?
Yes, I forgot to mention it last week, but it is true.
I mean, took you the whole week to think about it, you mean?
No, I thought of it last week. I just forgot.
It would have been good to hear what Irving had to say about that.
Yes, I wanted so to. That yeah. His opinion. I
that head would have
opinion.
Been snapping back in my...
All right, well, that's incredibly awkward.
as racism can be.
Well, those only Russians, those Russians it. Don't even know, you know, like you were saying, everybody here is a fucking Russian, and they're not, obviously.
What do you mean? The guy across the way that smokes a cigarette.
That guy is Russian.
Very Russian.
Yeah, or he could be Polish. Who knows?
He could be Polish.
Ask him who invented vodka. You'll know. Yes.
If he gets a tear in his eye, he's Russian.
No, no. the Poles and the Russians will go to war over who invented vodka.
Oh, really?
Eventually. Yeah.
There really is a thing.
I don't know
the
shit
the
about people from other countries.
The Polish are like, it used to be vodka.
Sorry.
Ski.
David, Butsky. I think you Butsky. Owe an apology.
I know who dropped the bomb. That's it.
Of Poland and Russia.
And gay blacks.
They're not a country yet.
And just their fathers, though, actually.
Oh, gay blackia?
Gay Blackie.
Gay Blackie is so
don't
pretty.
Take your honeymoon there.
It's just to the south of France. It's an amazing country.
South of France. Their yeah. food's oh, amazing. Yeah. Their and they dress awesome.
Isn't that... Yeah.
It's a good city.
The fashion district is the entire country.
Have you been there?
Maybe.
Maybe
I tried
I
to
have.
Run for
Maybe
office,
I
but
had.
I wasn't resident. It was a whole thing.
All right, moving on to the it's apocalypse. Like you guys hear that? Holy shit. The Chinese government has offered $1.2 billion to buy the Los Angeles Dodgers.
Sold.
That's horrible. No. That's
well, sold. I mean, it's not completely the Chinese government,
right,
but so
they're
a lot
of the
money.
Yeah, they're
group.
The investors. They're going to be like,
the infusion
oh,
of
it's
Japanese
okay. You bankrupt. We
awesome.
Own Dodger. We take
they
all
don't
of
want
baseball.
Japanese in the league. They want Chinese.
Okay.
What actually, they
no,
don't.
They,
dude, they just want
to
own
they're going
shit
like,
from people
Japan,
from other
you have a baseball league. Oh, yeah? We own American baseball now, fuckers.
Yeah,
that's all.
Anyone's better than Frank McCourt.
But why
Anyone.
Would they own American
no.
baseball just if they own?
Oh, it's just
team.
A slow because we owe them like $1 trillion.
They
so eventually, it's like,
so
ah, never mind about the debt. Just give us your entire sports.
If they
all
if
of
they
them.
Buy a baseball team, it's like them putting their dick in us.
Yeah, we're fucked. No,
they
we
just
can't
got a little
that.
Implantation.
Still better than Frank McCourt.
No, I
like that a little.
Yeah,
would
I don't know.
That?
Well. Emphasize when it's a Chinese Flicks. Putting their dick in us, we do like it a little.
Oh, I get it, because they have small dicks in racism terms.
That's what we've
stereotypes are true.
I don't know because I've never actually seen a Chinese man's
time for
penis.
A song.
Is that a fact? Are you going to stand by that fact?
What?
Because I might have evidence to the contrary that you have
seen,
a Chinese
man's penis.
Penis. Yeah.
It's not. I don't remember it. If I did, I don't remember it.
That's hurtful.
I mean,
I know he's
okay.
Not
what happens
happy.
If we said all Asians are Chinese? Now, have you seen a Chinese man? Penis?
Yes.
Who hasn't?
Yes.
I don't think I've ever seen a Chinese penis,
or an
Asian one at all, for that matter.
How did we get back to dicks? We were talking about the Chinese government buying.
How
well,
did we get off of dicks?
Oh, I'll tell you.
I've been trying to get off dicks, man.
Gently or quickly, whatever the scenario.
This podcast is an epic failure. We got off dicks.
Thanks, host.
So, yeah.
It
no,
comes
back
full
to that.
Circle.
China can't own the Dodgers. That Just, no.
Oh, how does Travis Penis not host a show about dicks?
Travis Penis.
Travis Penis.
That's my stage name.
You have hardwood floors. It's like a stage.
Hardwood.
Wait, was
that? Hey, that was for Nick.
I know, seriously.
Hardwood.
I guess everybody fucking drink up.
We haven't even been drinking at all this time. Yeah.
Pun Master General retired.
No puns. No pun intended.
That might be the longest we've gone without a pun. We went 24 minutes without a pun. Man, where is Nick?
Jesus.
That is the question. Where is Nick?
All right. Where's Nick, guys?
Did we hear about Eddie Murphy's going to host the Oscars
this year? Yeah, hosting the Oscars. I'm pumped.
I think he'll do a good job.
Oh, my God. Delirious and fucking, what's the other one?
Raw.
Does he remember how to be on stage,
does he
though?
Know that, though?
G.I. Joe swimming in the water.
Dr. Doolittle.
It's going to be a bunch of fucking knock-knock jokes and Laffy Taffy jokes
way. He's an O fucking G. He is so
gangsta. Been fucking tranny since his last con.
And that's
true. If his kids are watching,
that's pretty
that
gangsta.
Shit
the award shows do.
That shit is
if
inherent.
His kids aren't watching,
Eddie Murphy
it could be good.
Is a goddamn genius.
I hope he's still rooting for him.
Eddie Murphy's a musical genius. No, he's not a musical genius.
Eddie Murphy.
Comedian.
Nominated for an Oscar one year.
Those two stars were epic.
Party all the time.
Hey, man. You can't blame cocaine, all right?
Seriously, though.
Cocaine's a hell of a drug.
I'm not saying it'll be hysterical because the writing is so shitty.
Well,
I mean, it's
got to be corporate in a certain way anyways.
Yeah.
But
they got
to
edge
They have to get the old people to watch because the old people are the ones that are sitting on their asses watching TV like that.
Why would they watch it for Eddie Murphy?
Eddie Murphy needs to do something rated R again.
Right.
Sometime.
I watched the Oscar highlights.
He's got a funny
movie
coming out. I don't know if it's rated R, though. He does actually have one where he plays a bank robber.
Really?
It looks entertaining.
It's called Coming to America.
Coming
I won't
to
believe
America,
it.
Two.
I see it.
Top no, that, five favorite films.
Beverly Hills Cop 1
and
2
great.
Are
so amazing.
Fucking timeless.
Nights is great. When he gets on the bus and he's legless. Oh, no, he's not on the
48 hours.
I have no legs. I have no legs. He is fucking, he's awesome.
Every barbershop scene in that
just
movie.
Just like, oh, God. That's fucking hilarious. But just what happened, you know? It's so sad to see him go from there to fucking.
To Daddy Dave.
He's a
Daddy
trainer. Dave,
to fucking Pluto Nash.
He assassinated fucking Buckwheat, dude. Straight up killed Buckwheat, dude.
Yeah, that's a sad day.
Amazing.
Sad day.
I'm Gumpy Demon. This shit is still funny.
Dreamgirls is good, although did you like at his? Because
he wasn't trying to be funny.
Hold on, wait. Right. Repeat that again.
Dreamgirls was good.
No, what did you just say?
Dreamgirls was pretty good. His role in it was good. His role in it was pretty good.
That's on the record right there.
Travis Penis dancing on Wednesday.
Travis, you're safe. Travis, you're safe here. This is a safe space.
Travis Penis enjoys.
You can say that you like really super gay movies.
Look at all these.
No fear of retribution.
Look at all these men looking at me like I'm.
Oh, man.
I'm an other.
How many times did you see The Notebook?
Bitch, I own The Notebook.
For the record,
you're a girl.
I have never
you could watch
seen
it tonight.
I could watch it.
You could be watching it right now.
Absolutely, you can.
For the record,
no
I've never
don't
seen
try to
The
stop
Notebook.
Me.
I would never try and stop you.
Nick Cassavetes called it his worst film.
I think I've seen
Dreamgirls was a good movie. So.
I never
it
saw
decent. It was decent. Eddie
don't,
Murphy
don't
did a good job.
Travis, come on.
You said
yeah,
good.
Yeah, stand by.
All right, it was
movie.
Good. It was good.
Stand by your convictions, man.
I saw the poster in your living room.
Sing the soundtrack. Sing the soundtrack for
Beyonce, who else is in that?
Jennifer Hudson.
Yep.
Yeah.
And Beyonce, K. Knowles.
Oh yes.
Canoles.
Yeah, Beyonce. That's
Canoles.
What I liked about it.
Beyonce having a baby.
Beyonce
she is.
Be pregnant. Mm-hmm.
She crazy pregnant.
Smartest move
she's
she ever
did. Pregnant.
Mm-hmm.
She's so pregnant. She
who
about to
want
have
a little Hova running
mm-hmm.
around?
Hova
anchor baby.
Holla.
Hova Junior.
I'd have his baby.
Jay-Z
fuck that.
He's so rich. Just fucking get me pregnant. Come on, Jay-Z.
If I could be part of the Rock.
Dynasty.
Here's
the
to
the baby
rock.
Comes out wearing Rock-A-Ware.
God damn right.
You get that afterbirth off that Rock-A-Ware.
Oh,
wait, why do
afterbirth,
I feel bad
God.
For liking Dreamgirls?
What was the first one? Eye
you
candy.
Bow down to Jay-Z's dick.
Hell yeah.
Fucker
and we're still less
initials.
Gay than you are.
That's right. Have you ever shit yourself in public? Nah. Yeah, you haven't, have you?
But I still didn't like Dreamgirls. Shit myself all I want.
I'll let Jay-Z fuck me in my ass, but I don't like Dreamgirls. I ain't gay.
Yeah. I ain't no bitch. But you'd be gay for the stay, so it's cool.
Gay for the stay? What does that mean?
While I'm in jail,
while you're in
I
prison.
Would definitely be gay for the stay.
I would be so fucking gay.
I could deal
day.
With the drama.
It's a lot easier when you're a girl.
No, yeah.
You
need to understand.
You would be
I have a prison MO all mapped out, okay? If I go to prison, I'm she fucking...
You could be a scissor like sister. It'd be fine.
I'm going to be scissor me timbering all over the place. But here's the thing. I have to bitch
out... Are you Irish?
But here's the thing.
Scissor me timbers.
I'm scissor me timbers. And then people automatically like me. Everybody likes Irish stuff. But no, I would find a lady friend who I felt was a strong player in the prison community, and I would tell her to
down.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. And she would be really ugly and probably super fat and basically
big hands.
And she'd have really hairy knuckles.
And I'm gonna tell her, I'm gonna be like, listen, Lockjaw.
She'd have acne like on her Irish side. Sister.
She's like
underneath her arm.
Like, Lockjaw, don't listen to nobody. And I'm like, listen, Lockjaw. I will do anything to your vagina, okay? And you can do anything to mine. Just please don't let me get killed. Just don't let me die, Lockjaw. And she would
if
protect me.
If that's what you're bringing to the table,
it.
You would stay alive. No question in my mind.
I would for sure stay alive. And then I'd be like slinging jokes at bitches on the playground or whatever it is on the prison grounds.
I don't even think I'm giving your vagina that
jokes
much credit.
And jokes
when
and a
don't.
Vagina, vagina.
I'd be like, here's my vagina. Here's a joke. Here's my vagina. Here's another joke.
Do you know how far jokes and vagina will take you in this world?
Well,
look
to
at
the
my
top.
Success.
I barely have one of those. I've got nothing.
There's an album.
You have a vagina?
Right there. Jokes
you have a vagina?
Vagina?
I have a very small badge, yes. That's what I was saying.
Tiny vagina.
I don't think we can top that for this half, so we're going to go ahead and take a break.
All right.
Do you have a long day at work and on lunch break instead of enjoying the great flavors of orange chicken and wontons from Panda Express? Have to rush home to make sure your pet bear does not eat all of your babushka dolls and shit on your favorite Persian rugs? Did you perhaps, as a young child, dream of going to build a bear and have expectation of happiness and bliss for all eternity, only to find litter box overflowed with eternity of bear shit and piss? Vlad's Bear Walkers will bear burden for you.
Hello, my name is Sasha Dimitri. When I am 6 years old, as rite of passage, my parents give me pet bear. I am saying to myself, I am new woman wanting to get education. Who will walk my bear while I'm at school? I don't know. And then, lucky for me, 12 years later, after skipping school and flunking several grades, I find Vlad's Bear Walkers. And now, at 25 years old, I am graduating high school. Thanks, Vlad.
Hello, my name is Rusty, and I went behind my property and found a bear. Sounds great. Wrong. Not great. Bears shit in the woods, which sounds like a saying, but it's a truth. And to deal with picking up bear shit, I had to spend so much on hefty bags that none of my children's got to go to schools at all. But thank God, thank my Savior, Jesus Christ, for providing me with Vlad's Bear Walkers.
Vlad's Bear Walkers. We walk bears.
Welcome back to Apocalyptic Times.
Hi.
Hi.
Hey.
Hi.
Kimberly, I've got a question for you.
Oh, please.
Will you please tell us how you think the world's going to end? What is the apocalypse?
I don't know if you guys saw a film called The Day After Tomorrow. I wrote that film.
You wrote the film Day After Tomorrow.
Day
after
yeah.
Who was in it again?
Jake Gyllenhaal, Dennis Quaid.
That's Thursday.
Blockbuster film. Yeah.
It was terrible?
No, it was, well, ouch. Because I don't talk about your creative endeavors that way.
No, I'm trying to remember. How was it critically?
No,
critically, people loved it.
Really?
I remember it was a decent movie.
No. They run away from the freeze.
Nobody loved it. I kind of loved it. But
you wrote it.
Because
wrote
I wrote it.
Yeah.
But I
thought we were talking about the Keanu Reeves one where the aliens came down.
I don't remember what
the day
the day the earth stood still.
Right, that's what I was thinking too. Yeah. That's what
Johnny
I was thinking.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which that wasn't bad either.
No,
I
think it's going to involve a lot of natural disasters and like gigantic earthquakes. And basically, I think most people are just going to get killed from like tornadoes and hurricanes.
It could be also a slow death. We could have a magnetic storm.
Oh yeah.
Well, if we change poles
from the sun,
the poles change.
Fuck yeah. Man, yeah. With all the metal in my face, magnetic storm, screwed.
But you might be. It might make you superhuman.
Yeah, it might make you superhuman. Yeah, because we would lose.
You'd be like Magneto, the
power grid. We would lose the power grid. And, yeah. be out
and then
like
I think
year.
It would be like The Road, you know, that book by Cormac McCarthy. That yeah. and it's like a father and a son.
No, I don't know the book. I only know the movie.
I don't read.
Yeah, the book is probably way better.
The book is amazing. The book is like beautifully heartbreaking. It's the same guy who did No Country for Old Men. He wrote the same book.
Yeah, yeah, he's a great author. Yeah,
it makes you want to call your dad, basically. When you
my dad and I are good buds. Right. Pretty close.
Like specifically her dad?
Before or after
yes,
The Road?
Yes, you have to call her.
Shit,
father.
I need to get
it
a
makes
Ouija
me
want to
call her dad.
Would I call him before or after The Road?
Yeah, was it The Road that brought you together?
No, we've always been close. This is such a gross phrase, but I'm totally like a daddy's girl.
You heard it here first.
I know it's so gross. I'm like too old to say it, daddy's girl.
Mom, don't listen. Dad, listen. This
I call,
is an awesome
and
podcast.
I call my dad daddy a lot. That's also, I think, kind of a Southern thing. Because, like, it's like a mama and daddy.
Hold on. We're getting into this fucking psychological breakdown thing again.
Did you want to get on the couch?
Yeah, you want to lay down? Yeah.
I guess
Kimberly,
if I just, could lay down for a bit, it really relax me.
So why do you call your dad daddy?
That's what I've always called him.
Okay.
Is that what he told you to call him?
Ew.
Oh, God.
No.
Sorry. You opened yourself up for that one. Sorry.
Don't.
We had to do it.
Apparently,
did
you hear about
she opened
herself
jokes.
Up otherwise.
Yeah. You opened yourself up to your dad making him making you call him daddy. Gross.
That popped into my mind just now.
Ew. Guys are so. You know what? I hope. What I wish upon each and every one of you is that you only have daughters.
Oh, yeah,
and you
that's
listen
probably.
To this and
I
you
hope
cry
I do.
Yourself
sure
to sleep
to
10 years down the line.
Convinced.
I pray to whatever is out there. That
I
that
treat
happens.
Women really good. I just talk really poorly.
Really good.
I just say horrible things about them.
I'm all
I
talk.
I treat them really good.
Yeah. I treat women good.
All talk. All talk. Well, except that one time when I read. Wait, I'm not going to talk about that.
Don't. Please don't talk about the time you raped someone.
I'm just saying, I'm glad that didn't get
oh,
weird.
Oh, that's not what I was
going to
say.
Yeah, he that's, didn't actually.
That's not what I was going to say. All right, so you hear
bitch.
About this guy in Nevada. He went into an IHOP with an AK-47, and he killed three people.
Fuck.
Six.
Get his pancakes right
just
next
today.
Time, bitch.
Fuck, man.
Fucking chocolate chip, not blueberry.
Dude.
A Waffle House?
IHOP.
A Pancake House, actually.
Oh, an IHOP.
Yeah.
Do you guys have Waffle Houses out here?
Yeah, Roscoe's.
No, that's different.
No, that's like a chicken. It's called the Waffle House.
It's called
oh, yeah,
the Waffle
no, we don't
House.
Have the
do you guys
waffle
have?
House.
Yeah, we got Roscoe chicken yeah. and waffles. We got Pete's waffles. We got
the Waffle House.
They made
waffles.
Commercials for it. Apparently, we have a Sonic burger, but I haven't
IHOP
seen
has waffles.
One.
Sonic was.
I love that. I love that Roscoe's patrons don't call. They just call it the Waffle House.
Fucking Roscoe's.
That's that trip I go do
oh,
to get
shit,
my
yeah,
waffle.
Yeah, we got Roscoe.
I know when black people say Waffle House, I'm like, oh, all right.
Yeah, Roscoe.
Some place that serves chicken and waffles.
When hey, black people, but I'm not black.
Well, no,
what?
Yeah. Well, Southern
waffle
black
house is
tomato
far
tomato.
Worse
yeah,
than
everyone
house.
In the South is black. That's why they're so revered and treated so well down there.
They really get along, from what I hear.
No, that's why. It's they're like you're too much like us, except for your hair and your skin color. Fuck you.
And the fact that inside you's a demon that's trying to kill me. Yeah,
exactly. That's why you're
oh,
black.
Oh, that's why.
Yeah.
So that's why they hate them.
You know, you're Mormon. You're Mormonish, right? Or you were.
Mormonish.
You're a
recovered we have a
Mormon.
Jewish guy. We have a Mormonish guy.
I'm
we
a
have
fundamentalist Mormon.
Ugh. Sorry, I gotta go.
Oh wow.
I'm not religiously tolerant.
Just
so
joking.
Fuck you.
That's so my cousin. That's my cousin. He's a polygamist.
Who's that?
Cabo.
Cabo is
Cabo coming down.
Cabo about to get shit. Another wife in this bitch.
Cabo's not gonna be here this week.
No,
but Cabo will be here on the 20th.
Is he really a polygamist?
And I heard he's got a couple new tracks. Yeah, he's a polygamist white rapper. He's
that's
awesome.
That's so ridiculous. Awesome.
I mean, boy. That's well, you. It's you know, it's the 21st century. You know,
I should open my mind.
Yeah.
Open
actually,
about time.
You know, I give him some credit. He has a lot in common with the rappers. You know, so it makes sense.
Like what?
He can rhyme.
Well, they're misogynist.
He holds a microphone.
He has.
Like
he has.
Ladies,
yeah, yeah.
So.
Stick it to the rappers of the world.
From
get
a
him,
pimp, seven
get him
children from seven different women.
From a pimp game perspective, I mean, he gets.
I'm
seven
always
children
thinking from a pimp game perspective.
He has
gets
a
the
hard
game,
pimp
if you know
game.
What I mean.
It's
I don't know
hard.
No other perspective.
That's all I know.
Pimp game. He's got
straight
a
out,
hard pimp
straight
game.
From the South. PIMP.
Does he have a devil inside him too?
What?
Does he have a demon inside him, too?
No,
he
says not made with black people.
You quoted in excess.
I know I did.
Devil inside, devil inside.
Does he like autoerotic asphyxiation as well?
Who doesn't? Who doesn't?
He hung himself. He wasn't jerking off after he called his ex-wife.
I think the Carradine family probably frowns on it now.
He just wasn't good at it.
The Carradine family cannot think fondly of autoerotic.
I think they've changed their views on that.
I thought he was good at karate until that happened.
Till it took my son. This is the face of autoerotic asphyxiation.
Bite a lemon.
Have you guys ever seen Lone Wolf McQuade?
What?
Lone Wolf McQuade. It was a Chuck Norris film.
Is that what you beat off to when you're choking yourself?
No. David Carradine was in that.
I was more of a Charles Bronson fan myself.
Well, I was a big Charles Bronson fan myself. David Carradine was his nemesis in that movie. And anyways, David Carradine ended up burying Chuck Norris in his fucking Bronco, you know. Everything in his Bronco, fucking.
Some metaphor.
This is obviously before OJ.
No, and he had it supercharged, and he had his fucking. He opens up a can of Coors Light, pounds it, and just fucking puts the supercharger in high gear and
drives out.
Gets himself out.
Gay sex.
Fucking Chuck. He bursts
out of the dark hole
to kill David Carradine.
It's an X-rated Smokey.
What's it called? I want to see this.
Lone Wolf McQuade. It's a badass movie. I watched it first when I was 5 years old.
I'm going to download that.
Jacking
it was 1961.
Yeah.
Little
it was actually...
Cinco años.
It was actually a silent film.
It was actually a play.
So when he got his supercharger...
Charlie Chaplin
metaphor,
was the sidekick.
And the sound... I made that myself.
Charlie Chaplin and Chuck Norris. Yeah.
Oh man!
Well, Chuck Norris is actually old enough to be in silent films as well.
I'd like to give Chuck Norris a shout out. Sup, Chuck?
Chuck,
sup, Chuck?
Chuck Norris is awesome.
I mean, he's no Marine sniper slash orgasm renegade.
Were you trying to get a pun in there with Up Chuck? Is that what you're doing,
Frank?
I wasn't worried about it. I just live my life.
What's up, Kyle? You're terrible with names, Travis. Name is Kyle.
Oh my God!
I just said Kyle Frank.
John is ducking. What?
You said Keith Frank.
Franks and beans. Franks
Keith
and beans.
Frank.
Why you always call me out for being terrible with names?
For the sake of this podcast, the person I was formerly referring to as Kyle Franks, in fact, is named Keith Franks. So if we could henceforth call him only Keith Franks.
Welcome to the show, Keith Franks. Do you have anything to say?
I think what we need to start doing is having everybody wear name tags, but also have it be phonetic, you know? So that way Travis doesn't fuck it up.
Wait, is Keith Franks here?
Yeah.
I think I've gotten everybody's name right except
Jay,
Trevor,
me.
And for
no,
me,
you messed up
my
on
name.
A couple.
Yeah, you messed
well,
up my name.
Today doesn't count.
I'm just a girl, too.
Today's fresh.
It's like, who cares who what cares? You do to me? Not society.
I think we let you vote like a couple years ago.
Like voting.
Yeah, sucked a lot of dicks for that to happen.
Like voting's
you
not fixed anyway.
Elizabeth
Cady
Stanton. Just to vote? Like, fuck you guys. Voting is the shittiest, most boring thing on the planet. We're like, you better give it to us. We'll do anything.
Susan B. wanted an excuse to suck that many cocks. She's like, look, I really want to suck like 100 dicks right now. What can I get out of this? We'll vote.
Well,
and then I'll suck dick. Everything will be great.
I really was just trying to find my way, like the quickest way to get my face on the back of a coin, you know?
Well, and all the men she was talking to were like, oh.
You give head to get heads.
That's cool.
Well, she was obviously a lesbian, you know, obviously.
I'm like, when does the Liberace coin come out?
Obviously.
Oh, stop
it. What straight woman wants rights like that anyways? Come on now.
You don't have a Liberace coin?
The only right I want is to marry a rich man.
I've already got my special edition.
It's bejeweled.
I can't believe you're not a collector.
I'm not shocked that you are.
So did anybody feel the earthquake in LA this week?
No, I'm sad. No,
I know. I really wanted my first earthquake.
I wanted something.
Have you not felt an earthquake yet?
Shut up.
Yeah.
Both of you, no.
Did you feel it?
No, I didn't, but I don't want to feel any damn
earthquake. Why are you so worried about it, man? Come on.
I hate them.
Not
I've
up,
been on the crapper
pussy.
When they've happened.
That's so stupid.
That's,
not, like,
that's
go,
the worst
go
place,
go
though.
Go experience a tornado.
Did it
and then
interrupt
fucking
you?
They give you warnings.
No,
gladly.
Right.
Try taking a shit. Just sitting there like, dun, 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 dun.
I don't,
oh, God, what did I eat last? Oh, my God. Oh, Jesus. Now I need to run outside with this shitty ass, scared to death, that's avoiding things falling on me.
Oh, no.
Did
you
have an apron?
You have to run outside with shit on your ass? You're not getting murdered by your whole
house.
We talked about this.
Did you have an apron?
Yeah.
I go
it's not that big of a
deal. Or fly away or something.
Dude, I'm still here, all right? It's not the end of the world.
Yeah, I don't want to pull a Duarte because something's shaking. I'd like to.
Well, I think this show's over. We can't do anything after that.
I wish there'd been an earthquake while he was shitting on the tree.
I was just going to ask you guys, was it Saturday night?
When was it? I think it was, what was it for real, like last week? Wasn't it like during the day sometime?
It was like Thursday or something, wasn't it?
Tuesday?
I think it was actually
Thursday at 1:47.
I think it was actually in October of 1989.
That was a big one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wasn't that in Frisco?
Yeah, I don't want to feel one like that. But the small ones are the first time
game.
I felt one, it felt
I don't
like
want to feel a big one
apartment.
Like that.
Right.
I want to feel like that. That's
what I'd rather feel a much smaller one first.
Oh, yeah.
You know, that way I'm prepared.
Listen, if you have a job and, you know, like some goals in life, you can have a small wiener.
Oh, back to wieners.
Like you ever wanted to leave.
I just got really sad.
And so we're back.
You have a big wiener, you don't need a job or goals in life. Yeah.
No, right. I'm
not
just
really.
Saying.
You got
I'm
a big
dick.
Dick
loser.
You'll get a lot of sex, probably,
well,
if you have any
Wait,
sort
wait,
of
wait.
Game.
Are you talking about the NBA now?
Yeah, I switched over to the NBA because it's a topic I'm passionate about. And any opportunity I have to talk about the NBA and NBA-related items.
Did you say MBA?
NBA.
Master,
I love it. You know, Kobe Bryant and Orlando Magic and,
and Orlando Magic.
Three-pointers.
And, and Hurricanes in San Antonio. And
Good. She's seen the...
Big black dudes married
Yahoo,
to Kardashians.
It has what's trending.
Yes.
<She's seen those.
laughs> Yes.
Yep.
Well, now that we're back to the NBA...
thank
I
God.
Mean, I mean, big dicks.
The Kardashians are becoming the farm league for like basketball players.
Oh, and develop football. Their don't leave them out, man. All athletes.
Kim just
ass.
Married like
yeah,
the 11th man on the New Jersey Nets. So yeah. At least Khloe married a sixth man.
Right.
I mean, yeah. She married
is kind of a stud too, I think.
Oh, yeah.
More than Chris, what's his name? Chris,
yeah,
what is
exactly.
His
Lamar Odom will
exactly.
kick his ass. Yeah.
Lamar Odom
Chris
is a
Kardashian
fucking,
is what his
Lamar
name is.
Lamar Odom
is
from, like,
his name
South
is Chris
Central.
Kardashian now.
Like, have you guys seen his dad on that TV show?
No.
Lamar Odom's dad is like a fucking gangster ass, dirty, like, from the Compton neighborhood. And he's like, hey, Lamar, can I get some fried chicken? Can you give some money for some takeout?
Which is weird because Lamar seems so educated and, like...
Lamar's a stoner, dude.
Oh, yeah, he got busted. Like, he was, he's, like, only one...
He
one,
lives on
he
Jolly
fucking
Ranchers.
Eliza Doolittle.
It's illegal. One drug test away.
Pixie sticks, like, they're
like
vitamins.
He's, addicted to junk food, too. Like, yeah, that doesn't scream stoner right there.
Fiend. He's got the sugar.
I'm just saying, you guys, his dad is, like, begging him for money for takeout Chinese.
That's true,
and that motherfucker is, like, making bajillions of dollars a year.
Well,
that's
enough to get his dad.
That's why he had to marry.
He's 6'8".
It's just the American dream.
No.
You've 2 inches short.
Odom's 6'10", dude.
I was going to say, he's pushing 6'10".
How tall are you, Travis?
Not 6'10".
How tall are you?
Like
6'5".
Why can't you say how tall you are, Travis? What is this lack of trust about?
I don't trust you with my height.
I get it.
I know
he doesn't want you to know how many inches he is.
Ew.
Oh. She'll start doing calculations. Sorry.
Plus, like, what's I don't next? Already
she's
know.
She's like 70-something, so that's pretty good.
What's well, next? You're going to ask my shoe size?
A 70-inch penis.
I was talking about his height.
Oh.
You jeez. Were talking about
I
his penis,
too.
Which is a separate issue.
His name
issue.
Is Travis Penis.
It's hard
and
to get
said,
it off your mind.
His penis,
no,
like your
no, it's
penis?
Not that hard to get it off,
penis.
Actually.
It's penis.
Can't wait till you
it's
have
hard
kids.
To get it out of your sheets, but not off your mind.
It's penis. Penis.
Penis.
It's the penis. Yes.
Cosmo magazine recently had a chart depicting the time when men are horniest.
Like, I don't read
when
Cosmo.
When are we horniest?
At bedtime and in the morning. I learned a lot
in
from
the entire time we're asleep.
Yeah. And really, like, I'm never horny at bedtime. I just want to go sleep. I want to wake up. I'm
so
horny.
You're super gay.
And I take naps during the day, so it's like I'm constantly.
So you
I'm,
love dicks.
For
but
some
you're
reason,
too
I'm really horny when I'm in the locker room at the gym. Just saying.
Same. No, I get
when
it.
I've got a dude bent over. I'm so hard. It's crazy.
Whenever I get in the sauna,
like
oh my god.
But I'm not gay. It's weird.
I'm tired at bedtime.
It's a weird phenomenon.
I want to go to sleep. She needs to get some.
I
want to
sleep with
touch.
A chick, but fuck a guy. Yeah. I don't know how to explain that.
I like that we're building bridges on a podcliptic town between men and women at the gym.
Yeah.
We're all just becoming one. It's awesome. It's beautiful.
It is a beautiful thing.
Also burning the bridges.
So this week is on Sunday, it's the 10-year anniversary of 9/11.
Yeah.
That's some crazy depressing wow. shit. Huh?
Can I be a dick and say more importantly it's football? Yeah, exactly.
Gross. Wow.
Thank
wow.
you government for masking 9/11 with football.
Sorry.
This will be all right.
Well, we don't have to think about that. It was so nasty.
They're all going to wear like American flags or something if that makes you feel better.
Makes me feel sad.
They're all going to have
Can't flags. We just put that behind us?
Well, I'm not saying guys, we should forget, but let's not forget that it's football, too.
We went to a bunch of countries to fix it. We settled yeah,
a bunch
the
of countries.
A bunch of countries to say.
We killed way more afterwards than they did. Yeah. So
we killed that motherfucker. We won.
Yeah.
Which one?
And whatever America? Chick he was using as a shield.
Yeah, that whore.
I'm just a woman. Do with me what you need to.
Kill her first so I can die happy.
Oh, I love you so much. Fuck off.
I didn't know Osama was Russian.
Dude, yes, that, I tell you, I'm Russian. The worst impersonation. That's my impersonation of Kill every her. Other race.
I think
race,
this is
right?
my example to do for everyone in the Middle East.
We are going for jihad.
This
We're
is going for jihad.
Hello, I'm from Jamaica. Let's smoke fat blunts, yes?
Good morning. I'm waking up for jihad.
I am
jihad. Can you bring me my jihad?
Three.
The terrorist. Count.
Can you do me a favor and bring me my holy water,
I'm
please?
Going into my trash can.
The count didn't live in the trash can.
Yeah,
but
the count.
I don't even get to say. That was Oscar, not to be a dick. Oscar lived in the trash can.
Did he just find his creepy
He lived in a castle. He had a castle with
that. Come on, that's...
You're
going to
be so embarrassed when I tell you this. It wasn't a castle. It was a regular house with a castle facade, okay? So don't think that count was all that.
It was actually like a 5-foot piece of cardboard.
Sesame Street is real.
Beyond that, it was a prop.
Also, the count... had a hand up his ass controlling his mouth.
Yeah, I did.
But it was in a castle.
One hand, two
one
hand,
finger,
three hand
one finger,
me.
Two fingers, three fingers,
whole fist.
Four fingers.
Is this how many fingers are in the count, asshole?
Yes.
Ew.
To the wrist.
Why do you think my face is so white? Huh?
Is that an elbow?
Oh my god. We are going to start over from one
what
again.
What the fuck has this turned into?
Jesus.
This is I guess we've become furries.
No, we're doing
way.
A children's episode. Children's episode.
Furries.
God,
everybody's...
I hope that's not what this is.
We've got four
I
count
was a camp
puppets
counselor.
Out. And there, nobody has any clothes on.
It was actually puppets. Bert and Ernie were actually the puppeteers.
Because they're gay. I get it.
Yeah, what was
allegedly
that?
It's not out in the open.
What was that? The gay rights group wanted them to get married.
Yeah, they wanted them to come out. Yeah. And Sesame Street was like,
out.
Dude, they're puppets. Like, it's not a statement. They're puppets.
But it kind of was.
It's
if you
true.
Really try to like. Tell me that Bert and Ernie weren't the gayest gay bags of all time.
But
like,
they taught me to count. I don't care how they fuck.
No, of course. Well, hello. I would assume you have real friends in life that are gay.
You
no
would assume it correctly, ma'am.
But they don't know how to count.
Well,
or spell.
And therein lies the difference.
I'd just rather see them blow each other and then like not know what to do afterward.
You with puppet on puppet. Cheaper. I don't know what it is.
Well, Snuffleupagus. I bet you Snuffleupagus would be the best at blowing them, right? With that big old trunk.
Then Elmo comes
got
in.
A trunk.
Fuck me.
He's got a trunk. He could suck off Bert and Ernie from the next room.
Your balls smell burnt.
I feel like I somehow did this. And I hate myself.
We're different when there's a girl in the room. I don't know
myself.
What it
is.
Yeah, we don't always
talk
meant, about dick.
I
we
thought
don't
you
really
meant
talk about literature and poetry.
I thought you meant that you somehow did this before, like it was deja vu.
No.
I feel like I've
know,
already acted this all out before.
Something interesting about me, I've never experienced deja vu.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
No?
Wow.
I've never, yeah.
Although
people
I
talk
feel like
about
I've heard
it
you
and
say
I don't.
That before. So that's weird.
I've wow. never said it before.
That's weird.
I've never had this thought. No, I really, I don't really fully understand.
You're
what
not a slave
mean.
To the Matrix, then. Don't worry.
Right.
I thought she was
going to
say I've never taken on four dudes at once.
Well, that
but
one,
that's not true.
And I don't tell lies on podcasts. So.
And Rusty will attest to that.
So, the baby
yeah,
guns.
Kyle Franks will attest to that as well.
I can't believe those are names that are being spoken.
I'm going to get t-shirts that say, fuck yeah, Kyle Franks.
That's fine, because no one will ever see. I guess no one will ever hear this. What am I?
No, you know how big I am.
Kyle, you were the first and the second.
Although there will be like 7 people in Malaysia wearing that shirt. It'll be really funny.
Which, and then somehow
Kyle Franks made
like
me come.
Ops.
Some political
yeah,
leader
exactly.
that's like, fuck you, Kyle. Friend.
guy freaks, you ruined my life.
We start a revolution in the strangest way possible.
T-shirts that say Kyle Franks with a big circle and a crossed out. They got AK-47s.
Like Che Guevara, but different.
This is like every person who's been cheated on in that your partner fucked someone else 3 years after. That's like my dream.
We just immortalized.
All right, so
everyone forming a revolution based on what a douchebag Kyle.
Well, one and two are so
pleasure giving douchebag killer. That's
yeah,
awesome.
We
you know,
take him down.
Really, one and two are so interesting. I want to hear about number three. Shit, we need a
number three. You must be joking. I'm a lady. So numbers 3 through 86.
How much? Where do I begin?
Was special.
How much where time do, I begin? Do you
have? And I love that. I love that England has James Bond, we get Kyle Frank.
Yeah.
I can tell you the worst Kyle. Sex I ever had.
Kyle. You're like, and the do you need names? Because I don't remember them all.
Blast.
Okay, this poor guy.
Jamie Z.
Oh my God, his name is Jamie, but not Jamie Z. It's not Jamie Z. Jamie Z's got a lot more swagger. Okay. No, Jamie.
And we all know this because we've all had sex
Jamie
with him.
Jamie H. He
oh, poor guy.
H. Poor fella.
What does the H stand for?
Hogson. Jamie Hogson. Hogson is
right. Oh, God. Oh,
learn to call him Jamie Hogson.
Google him right now.
Yeah.
Google him
well,
right now.
No, don't, because he's kind of done some
is
stuff.
Is he also a sniper?
No.
He's kind of a pedophile.
He's like a comic in L.A.
Oh, well then.
Oh, even better.
Oh, God.
Jamie Hogson can't wait for the rebuttal.
God, we got to have him on the show. Shit.
No, and he's so cool.
Like, add him on Twitter.
Cool person.
If he can't fuck, he ain't that funny.
But he
that probably
he
makes it more funny.
He just has an excessively tiny wiener.
Like. Aw, that's why he's so funny.
Is he Asian?
Nope.
How can you go on by saying he's such a nice guy?
About.
He's really funny, but he has a tiny
but he has that tip,
wiener.
That
well,
head like
he,
that,
with the ball just like
interesting
that.
Shape.
But
ball?
All that is true. He is a nice guy, and he does have a.
He
tiny
has to
then
be.
Why would you call him out like that? That's
no,
that's horrible.
But he peed on me. That's why.
On purpose?
Oh, wow.
No.
Oh, well, Housen then.
On
like,
accident
of course
makes
you're
going to
defend him, shit pants. Like, you have a leg to stand on right now? Get
it's
out
a shitty
of
leg.
Toilet
it's
to
a
sit on.
Hey, don't judge the guy just because he pees in the bed. Heck, I've done worse.
And how do you spell his last name?
I've been peed on in the bed before.
On you accident. If it was on purpose, that's a sexual thing. On accident is he's a fucking child.
Does he have a beard?
Jamie Scratch.
Housen.
No.
Jamie Housen.
No.
No, not
and
same guy.
Just so happens
what's his
to be
social security
friends
number?
With one comedian friend of mine.
888.
Ooh,
we're
and you're like, and
five,
I just
five,
so
five,
happen
five,
to know
five,
that
five,
he has
five,
a very
five,
small
made
penis.
Up that name. His aww. Real name is Jeremy Piven.
Ah. Where's nice. Your rim shot button?
He's so nice.
Hug Jeremy Piven is not nice.
I know. I think I hear he's a douche.
And he probably is still bad at fucking.
Andre, I don't want to be a dick, but like, where's my fucking Cosmo?
Well, he'll be bad at fucking because he doesn't give a fuck.
Exactly.
He doesn't
yeah.
have to be good.
Yeah.
He's like.
And he's a classic
well,
overcompensator.
It's just like the hottest chicks in the world. They're probably, everybody says they're the fucking worst ladies because they don't have to
they
be good.
They don't have to be.
They don't
exactly.
have to do anything.
They'll get fucked regardless.
Yeah.
So,
but you
yeah.
said you've never given a woman an orgasm, so I don't know if you're like the best judge of who's a great lady.
Yeah, you're
or
totally
bowel
right.
control.
Yeah. And you're shitting all over people. So
oh.
like, Duarte, lock it
wow.
up.
Shit comes back to bite you in the ass.
Poor Duarte's getting shredded.
Well, at least I don't, at least I haven't been told that I have a small penis, okay?
Hey, David Duarte.
Happy
fair,
birthday,
I can,
motherfucker.
Yeah,
like, you have to verify for me?
I didn't ever
here, put
tell
it in my mouth. It's the only way I can tell.
It was tragic. It was so, it was
that
so
is sad.
It's tragic.
That actually hurts my heart a little
yeah,
bit.
No, but I knew a guy that he was a manager of mine at one point.
Micro penis?
And yeah, and he actually was fucking like two or three of the chicks at work. Like and he was a total douchebag to all the dudes. Ew. Like totally played
you
had his power trip thing on the, all the guys. And then
he had
and
a
then
small dick.
Every yeah exactly. And then he fucking as soon as every girl that he fucked,
did he drive a Camaro?
They would always be like, oh my god, he has the smallest
Z.
like even much smaller than that. Like they were like seriously like it's like
oh
pinky
my.
Tip.
What
it
do you even do?
Is this Roy?
Like,
are we
what
talking
do you even
Roy?
Do about
no.
that?
No,
like that's.
That was my
you just
question.
Have to
no,
make a lot of money.
Actually
you have
did.
To make so much
you
fucking
do.
Money.
You have to make
that's,
so.
You've got to be Bill Gates.
Why isn't that your drive? Why aren't you?
Why are you looking at me like I have
know.
A little dick?
Okay, yeah, I got to hear
not
this.
Not you. I'm just saying because you
my
seconded me
my dick is perfect for
that.
$35,000 a year.
Okay, then that's
I'm cool.
It's
not
a
right.
Exactly.
Wait.
What?
Your W-2 said 28.
Oh. Fuck you, dog.
Your dick ain't good enough for 28 G's a year.
It was 35 before taxes.
Fuck you, motherfucker. Get the fuck out my bed.
Easily 32.
I'm just 32. I'm just making sure you're not getting in trouble with the IRS, brother.
You don't need a dick audit.
No, we all know what you made.
Damn, son.
$56,000 last year and $20,000 unreported.
That's how we roll.
Yeah, but it does make a difference at that level. I mean, average is average.
My income and dick are completely proportionate.
That's what you need, because the smaller your dick, the more money you
make. Absolutely.
Yeah, yeah. The more income I make, the bigger my dick gets.
It's true.
Well, the bigger it looks.
Yeah.
The bigger it looks.
Jamie's swinging. Yeah. He's Dick the Saint Jack.
Jamie's like, I got an EBT card and a 12-inch cock.
Oh, fuck
yeah. I'm eating Subway, bitch.
I've been stoked since Jack in the Box started taking EBT.
I don't need to work.
Breakfast when I want.
What's my lady EBT? Pays my bills.
It's the new food stamp.
It's a credit card stamp.
It's a debit card for poor people.
And Jack in the Box takes it now.
How do I? Oh, really? How do I sign up?
Subway.
That is so wrong.
Yeah. How do you get?
El Pollo Loco takes the EBT.
Jack in the Box
now
is a necessity, dude. Everyone needs their two tacos a day.
The faster I can get
it
obese,
is super cheap.
If I can get me an ultimate cheeseburger, I'll be good all day.
I just need
jumbo
a motherfucking heart attack.
Jumbo jacket.
I don't know a Jumbo Jack. When I go there, they call it a Yumbo Yak.
A Yumbo Yak. I also love their egg rolls, which is weird, I know.
You
know,
Pessy?
They're known for their Asian cuisine.
I was such a fucking snob about Jack in the Box. I literally didn't eat Jack in the Box until I started getting shit-faced with my Gaia friends out here. And then we'd roll to J and the B at like 3 a.m. and be like, okay.
You're so hood.
And we do it family style. So we get like a ton of shit.
Bacon and cheddar potato.
That's why you guys got the
three
egg rolls.
Yeah, because we were like,
we got to get something Asian.
Get a lot of egg rolls. I like those egg rolls.
Stuffed jalapenos.
I got to say, yeah, their cheesecake is fantastic.
I've never thought about that.
Get some shakes. Oh, you family style.
They don't do shakes after like 8 p.m. They're like, oh, the machine's broken.
Not on my J.
The machine's broken. I'm like,
already,
really?
Because they already fucking cleaned it.
Exactly. I get it.
It's broke.
You're welcome.
The machine is broke.
It's not a machine. It's a computer.
It's a computer. Is broke. The computer's down. The machine is broke. We're fucked.
All we have is cheesecake.
Listen, man, but we can hook you up with some Jumbo Jack.
But we got egg rolls and Yumbo Yang.
I've got Yumbo Yang.
We got Yumbo Yang. Egg rolls.
Dude, knock on.
I love living in Los Angeles.
It's the lovely Andrea back with more cocktails. Thanks.
Or not Arizona Jesus. Or New Mexico.
This portion
or
of Apocalyptic Downs brought to you by Andrea Chesley.
Texas.
Who drink may be able to get another beer.
Yeah, why? What's up with the guys? Why aren't you taking care of the guys? Are you
We're
sexist?
So offensive to the women that she only brings drinks to them.
Oh, but don't let her make you a hair because she'll... Let her make you a drink, Travis, and she'll drop a nasty hair in there.
I can't get into this right now, but Andre and I have been through some stuff together.
Like, she hasn't tasted her
hair
before.
I'll never talk about it, but just know that it happened.
Did one of you shit your pants?
No.
Today?
No.
Were you her white buddy?
No.
Her white buddy?
White buddy. Oh, I didn't enunciate. That was my fault.
God, I hope not. I have a really weak stomach for stuff like that. Like,
it's disgusting. You should.
So if you get married and your husband like breaks both his arms, you're not going to be able to
wipe
his ass.
Listen,
no,
you
get a hospice.
You'll do
it.
You'll
just put his ass in the sink with that little thing.
Really, I'm a mess.
Just spray it
off.
Like a baby.
Bidet.
Exactly.
I would totally man up. I'm really good in crisis situations. And if I know like someone desperately needs me, I can rise to the occasion.
So you're a crisis shit wiper.
Yeah. Because if it's a crisis,
I wanted to say
it's only in an emergency situation.
Yeah, because I'm not just cool with like, well, you shit yourself. That's a natural human function. No big deal. Whoop,
so
like,
if you're bleeding and shitting yourself, it's kosher.
Oh, bloody shit.
Perfect.
I can't.
I love bloody shit.
My grandmother had
you know nothing
Alzheimer's,
of my rectum.
And we had to change her diapers and stuff sometimes. And I literally, I never could even,
fissures?
I couldn't do it at all.
It's awful.
Well, it's just life.
Finally, we got
no, it is
right
life,
here.
But life is awful.
Thank you so much.
But
life is not as beautiful as we all claim it to be.
I think
Roberto
it is because,
Benigni.
Like,
yeah, Roberto Benigni says it's
but
great.
Roberto Benigni. But in that situation.
I would like to thank everybody.
And highbrow are we?
So highbrow.
We're snarky
I say,
fuckers.
Though, I do think life is beautiful because my grandmother has Alzheimer's. It's my mom's mom, but my dad's like retired and took care of her every day. And it wasn't his mom, it was my. You know, and he like had to give her baths and change her diapers. Like, that's like the most romantic fucking thing I can ever think of. Like, that's the manliest fucking shit you could ever do. Thanks, Dad. Love you.
And Daddy. You just took the air out of the room with a real story of someone doing something kind.
I know.
I don't even know what that is.
Yeah. That's why I think that's why I like can't settle for these like LA douchebags. Like,
nor should
my
you.
Dad's a fucking man, and I want to be with somebody who's a man. Like, man the fuck up, man.
What's
of
your
the world.
Dad's name? Give him a shout out.
Dennis.
Condon. What up, Dennis?
What up, D?
Wait, Travis. How do you say his name? Dennis Condict.
Denise Condict.
You know, that's funny. Condict. My middle name is Denise.
Denise denies.
Named after your dad.
Named after my mom and dad. My mom's name is Kim. That's why I'm Kimberly.
Wow.
My sister's name is Kimberly.
Pretty bitter about
so you're
that.
A junior, but they don't do that with girls.
Well, no. But everybody tries to call me Kim, and I always have to say, like, please don't call me Kim. Because my mom's
Kim. I'm Kimberly.
Yeah, and she was very adamant about wanting me to be called Kimberly.
What about Burley?
Junior?
I have a lot of friends that call me Burley.
What about okay Kimber?
A lot of Kimbo.
You're okay with Burley, Kimbo? But yeah, not like Kim.
It's not that I think the name Kim is ugly. It's that it's my mother's name, and my whole life she was like, I named you Kimberly. Because I like nicknames.
Is she not a Kimberly then? Is she just
no,
a Kim?
No, her full name is Kim. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm not a Jonathan, so I get it. It's fine.
Is there a Y in there also? No vowels?
Jonathan, how dare you? Yeah.
I don't answer what? That J-Y-M. Shit.
Fuck vowels.
It's John on purpose.
Can I just call you Nathan?
Nothing.
You could.
Nothing.
Can I call you?
That's just what I've amounted to. That's not my name.
Tell me you're a John.
Ayo.
Ayo.
Oh.
All right. Do we have to drink for that? That was kind of a pun.
Yeah, I think
you got a fresh one.
Fantastic.
Oh, wait. We got to talk about Hitler. And
oh, we did
stuff.
Talk about Hitler.
No.
Hitler.
It's my Hitler
call. Oh, what? End of the world.
Hitler
shits himself.
I'm panicking. Chewing an oven. Sorry.
This is so much pressure.
Kimberly, lampshade.
One line on Hitler.
Do you mean one word or one line?
No, one line.
One line.
One mic, as Nas would say.
I said it before. I'll say it again. Tiny penises always cause trouble.
Never win. Then you could have made it right.
It wasn't a limerick. Go fuck yourself.
It was just a
one line.
Fact.
All right, Kimberly, where are you going to be at? What's your next show? Plug it.
Oh, fuck. I'm going to be currently at 1430 Normartel. That's my apartment.
Yeah.
You guys can check me out writing every day, trying to develop a pilot and sell it.
I might stop by.
That's
how
right.
much are tickets?
What apartment number?
Can I get them online or do you just show up?
It's $100 at the door.
Is it weird if I just look through the window?
No, that's cool.
What if I knock on the door and say I'm your dad? Is that cool?
No.
I'm going to show up with no pants. I'm here for the show.
That's okay.
Yeah, pilot?
That's fine.
Hey, you need something to write about? Write about this.
It's my dick.
No. Party of two?
There's literally nothing there to write about.
Quite literally. Literally. But I will be doing shows in the future, probably at the Groundlings, probably at the Comedy Store. Keep you posted.
They'll be great.
Beautiful. Thank you. Jamie Z, you got anything coming up?
I think the next actual booked one is October 30th, so you can forget about that right now.
Forget about it. Forget about it.
Make your Halloween plans. It's fine.
Erase from my mind.
John Darby?
September 13th, Universal Bar and Grill.
Oh, I know that.
Soon.
Yes.
Bar that's right down
grill.
The street.
Bar and grill.
Wow, that's
but it's
amazing.
There's never serving food, but
you
there's a bee on the window,
drink.
So don't eat there anyways.
Do they?
Go for the
there's
laughs,
a bee
not for the fries.
Hey, before I commit to going, do they have a restroom?
Yes. Yeah, right. Actually a pretty decent
Why would that matter for you?
Yeah,
he's got to take
a tree
shit.
Just saying.
Like he won't do it in his pants anyway?
Do they have a tree somewhere in the vicinity?
I know the area very well, so I'm not worried about the escape route.
And
I need to know
Kimberly
where I'm not
going to
be shitting later.
That was beautiful.
He knows the shit route.
Can you hope Cuba works with us? We like you.
Oh, I'm so glad. And we also love you.
Oh, my God. We could have five Jews. I was so impressed when you brought up these names out of nowhere.